You are now tuning into Feeling the Vibes with your hosts, Queen Anne, So Blue, Miss Coco, Even Exchange, Tamika Elaine, Shay, and Lady V. Please sit back and get ready to feel the vibes.
Hey ladies, what's good today?
What's good?
What's up?
All right, ladies and gents, this is your girl, So Blue. But like I said, when we first stepped on the scene, you can just call me Blue. Guess what? It looks like I'm in the driver's seat today. So I'm not behind the scenes with my little play nice card flashing at everybody, trying to keep everybody in check today. So all I'm going to say is Jesus, take the wheel, because it's about to be a doozy. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about, you know, friendships, and we're going to kick it off with this. Yeah, you already know what that is. So yeah, we're going to go there today. We're going to talk about friendship as far as short versus long-term friendships. So before I get into my little spill, let's hear what the ladies have to say about what friendship means to them.
Well, for me, friendship means loyalty, having fun, and somebody you can share anything with. That's it for me with friendship.
Oh my gosh, ladies, not to really age myself, but I have known some of you for over 20 years and some of you a little less than that.
30.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we some old heads.
Okay. So exactly. Some of my family know some of my skeletons. I'm doing a wink, wink, ladies. but seriously, I consider friends people who have supported me during my weakest of times, my greatest of times. And, you know, I would like to think that they would feel that I have done the same in return during those moments. You know, I believe friendship are like flowers. You have to nurture them. You have to water them. You have to give them sunlight in order for them to grow and thrive. And because of that, what you pour into the friendship is exactly what you're going to get out of it. A nice, beautiful flower.
Amen.
You know? And, you know, I have friends for, you know, that I don't speak to often, but when we do connect, it's like we're not missing a beat. We pick up like right where we left off. And, you know, I have groups of friends, you know, different friendships, you know, we bonded over different things. So all in all, you know, I think friendships are valuable and should be nurtured.
Amen.
Amen. I think that what friendship means to me is someone that you can count on through anything. You may not necessarily have to talk to them all the time or, you know, hang out with them all the time. We're grown now, but just someone that you can count on. That's my take on friendships.
I agree. This is Tamika Elaine. I agree with what the ladies have said so far. In particular, Miss Coco, I think this kind of like this mutual kind of I guess dynamic in a friendship, right? There's a mutual trust, respect, loyalty. I think that also it's reciprocal. So it's like you said, Ms. Coco, what you pour into it is what you get out of it. And sometimes when it is too one-sided, things end. You know, that's one of the reasons some friendships don't last as long. So that's just my take.
Hey y'all, everyone. This is Shay. Friendship to me is family. You know, when I was younger, it was just people you hung out with because they were your neighbors or you went to school with them. So, you know, you didn't know any better. You just figured, let's hang out. We have some things in common. So you just did that when you were younger. But as a grown woman, and as you get older, you understand the value of your time and you choose to spend it and who you choose to spend it with. People you share the same values and who you give, you know, who can give you positive energy instead of having someone with that always weigh you down. Because there are friends or people that you meet and every time you meet them, they don't uplift you. You feel like, oh my God, they're feeling like, whoo, the weight that they, you know, the issues that they have, they put it on you. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just prefer to be with friends that can uplift me and give me positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally. Lady V, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. So Lady V in the house right now. So friendship to me, let me break this down to you guys. So I got, when I think of friendship, I think of two categories. I got my associates who are my friends, and then I got my friends who are family. And just like what you said, Ms. Shay, friendship and my friends are the people that I consider my family. Like you guys are my family. My kids call you guys aunties. Like, you guys are like my friends. Like, aww. Something happened, I call y'all. Y'all there for me. Y'all there for my family. So when I think of friendship, I think of the people that are my family. Like, I could depend on, like, if God take me off this earth, I know that, you know, you guys will still carry my legacy on, still check in with my family. Like, that's what friendship means to me. Like, on the other side, I have associates where there are people that, you know, I went to work with and people that I've met throughout the years. And, you know, they're friends also with me. But as far as friends, those are family, and that's how I see it. You know, when it comes to like friendship from when I was younger to now, I feel like the friends that I have has gone with me from since I was a little kid, going to school in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, all the way to like adulthood, married with two kids, you know. The people that I don't consider friends anymore that I've had, there's only really kind of like 2 to 3 people I had in my life that are no longer my friends. But when I meet somebody and I become friends with them, whether they fit in the category as an associate or as a true friend, I'm still friends with them. Like you said, Ms. Coco, these people come into your life and they elevate you, they're there with you through certain parts of your life, whether it be like good timings or bad timings. It's just, it's different. I value friendship as something important in my life. If you're not my friend, then you're nobody, you know. And that's how I see it. I mean, we could dig deeper into this later on, but
yeah, because it's like you was jumping a little gun.
Yeah, I know. Let me pull it back. Let me take it back. I got some more of the stuff to talk about. Go ahead, Blue.
Oh, we definitely know you do.
Listen, but it sounds spicy.
I know, very spicy. But yeah, I totally agree with you, ladies. You know, I believe that people tend to use the word friends too loosely nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like it's some kind of popularity contest to see who can have the most friends. For me, that's not me whatsoever. For me, for one, I'm like an introvert. So when it comes to my friendships, I'm very cautious of who I let get close to me, because I'm just gonna put it out there. Not everybody can sit at your table.
Right.
You have to be aware who you let in up into your space, because you have to protect your space, and you also have to protect your energy. Because sometimes if you have people that's always about the drama, they just messy, it tends to rub up on you, and you don't want that stuff on you.
Right. It sounds like another booty itch scenario.
I know. And just like Lady V said, there are levels to friendships. You know,
right.
For me, there's an expression that says, no, blood is thicker than water. But sometimes that water becomes your blood.
Amen, girl. Mm-hmm. Preach.
So it's like, so I pretty much run in a small circle. Yes, I know a lot of people, but like my inner circle is my family. Point blank, right. Period. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing, oh, they're just my best friend. No, you just family, period.
Right.
And you guys are my family. Like you said, some of us have been knowing each other 30 plus years. We're pretty up there in age. But you know, black don't crack, you know?
Okay. Yes, girl.
Blue, stop it. You're up in age, not us.
But yeah, it's like I said, friendship is about family, you know. making sure you're around people that support your dreams and aspirations. And not only that, you want to surround yourself with people that's going to hold you accountable. It's like, it's not about, you know, bashing you or anything like that, because right. there's a big difference. You can check somebody, but at the same time, you can uplift them. If right. you are not that type of person that's going to uplift your friends and you always trying to, what they say, judge them, then you're not really a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to be able to be open and honest to try to hold each other accountable. You want that openness, because if I'm going to be your friend, especially if I say that I consider you to be my family, just how I'm being honest with you, I expect the same in return. I don't want no what you call a superficial relationship, friendship, to where we're just at the surface. Mm-hmm. Nah, right. I don't have time for right. that. Those are childish games. So, but yeah. So as far as, since Lady V, that went into like younger friendships when you were younger compared to when you were older, how do you ladies, what is your take on that?
Well, I just wanted to jump in to say one thing. I wanted to, you know, for the new millenniums, are we distinguishing friendships from, you know, social media? Because, you know, we have social media like Instagram and Facebook, and you have friends all up in there.
All oh, them likes.
Some people
they don't like you.
They're not your friend.
Okay. Some people Stop have it. Like 500 friends.
Stop it.
I do think you bring up a good point, though. I do think that this day and age, because of social media and kind of like the broader social circles, group chats, where you may not be as close to some people as mm-hmm. others, there's different levels to it. There's it's like right. you said, So Blue, there's your inner circle. Lady V, you reference associates, you know, there's just levels to it. So that's what I feel.
And I wanted to just say one other thing about this, you know, in So Blue, you kind of touched upon it, whereas the level of being honest, you know, I've had friendships where, you know, sometimes we don't see eye to eye on things. And the good thing about having a friendship is being able to have those heart to heart talks and be able to resolve issues and move yep. forward from them. And I think that is so important. You know, I've had friends where, you know, honesty was not really the best policy, and and the outcome of that wasn't so great for me,
right.
or for our friendship, so to speak.
Well, this is Lady V here. I'm so glad you brought that up, Miss Coco, because let me tell
what
you.
What did I open up now?
Mm, I know, right?
Pandora's box.
So, you right. know.
Hell about the bus wide open.
Right. So, you know, it's a funny thing when you mention friendship and being honest, and So Blue, you mentioned, you know, telling the person how it is, even though you may not agree with it. You know, y'all already know how I am. I speak the truth. You know, I give it to you. They call me the voice. You know, I give it to you straight up, as I said from the beginning of my intro. And over the years, I've noticed that there's just some people that just can't handle the truth, you know, and I've come across, you know, a couple of old friends. I don't even want to say old friends, because I'm no longer friends with them, but there's just some people that just can't handle the truth. I don't even know if I want to say can't handle the truth, but there are just some people who just don't want to hear the truth. And when you're genuine and you give them the truth, they just don't, they think that you're either hating or you're jealous or yeah, you know, mm-hmm. and honestly, I think that it's just, they need to sit on somebody's couch. But at the same time, I'm like, a true friend is going to tell you how it is. Okay. A true friend is not going to sit back and smile up in your face and talk about you behind your back. A true friend is going to tell you when you're wrong and when you're right. Now, listen, I'm not the most perfect person out here in the world, but you know, I like to think that if you're going to come to me as a friend, ask me anything, or you want my opinion on anything, or, you know, you need me on anything, right, that you're strong enough or you're able to take honesty. That's, I mean, I feel like if it's anybody in this world that can be honest with you, it's either your family or your really close friend. So when we talk about friendship and people you know, being honest and being able to confront them with the truth and telling it like it is, I don't think some people, you know, value that or take that as something as someone being a true friend.
I agree. Let me jump in on that. I think individuals who feel as if their friend is hating on them or judging them, because I believe that the worst thing you can possibly do is lie to yourself. Mm. And that's pretty much what the people are doing. People that who feel as if they can't handle the criticism or they can't handle the honest feedback, they are pretty much lying to themselves. And that's one of the worst things you can do, because you're pretty much living a life that is delusional. You're not in reality. You're looking for someone to coddle you. No one has time to coddle your behavior. You have to be willing to deal with yourself, especially if you talk about getting into friendships, especially if you talk about getting into marriage. If you can't deal with yourself, what makes you think somebody else wants to deal with you?
Right.
So you just have to be honest. Like you have to ask yourself the hard questions, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm my own worst critic. So it's like you have to have those conversations with yourself, like, hey, you know, and then you have to look out to other people that will be willing to share that honesty back with you, because you don't want to be walking around a society lost. Well, you're just searching for somebody to fill that void, but then you're still empty on the inside.
People out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. What I wanted to say was sometimes you just outgrow friendships. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Sometimes you just outgrow the person. You're at a different place in your life that friendship no longer serves you. Mm-hmm. And back to what Lady V and Soul Blue were saying about not wanting to hear the truth. I have friends that I only talk to them about certain things when I'm ready to hear what the hell they got to say, because I know they're not going to be like, they're even exchange. Everything's going to be okay. They're going to be like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
What is this about? And it's like, you need those friends in your life. But I do know that sometimes you ain't trying to hear that friend.
True. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to be in la la land for a little bit and talk to the la la land friends that'll, you know, coddle you. But then when you're ready for the real answer, or you're ready to face yourself and the truth, you call that one friend that's going to give it to you like it is.
Yeah. I mean, all friendships, all relationships serve a purpose to me, mm-hmm. you know,
true.
You
yeah.
just hit that
time and seasons, time and seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. So how do you ladies know when you have a friend for life?
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like this is Lady V here. I feel like I don't think you know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you really know, you know, if you have a friend for life. I think you just have to glide through it, you know, as life goes by. Like all my friendships I've had, I've always tried to maintain, and this is on both sides, meaning associate and like close friends. I've always tried to maintain some type of level of friendship. Like one of you guys mentioned, even if I think it was Miss Coco, even if I don't talk to you on a regular basis, you know, when you hit me up and tell me, oh, hey, I'm having a party, can you come? I'm going to try to make sure that I'm there. If I'm not there, then I'm going to try to make sure I send something. Or, you know, if you call me and tell me, hey, I need to talk. Well, I'm going to try to make time to talk, you know, because when it comes for me, friendship is so important. So I'm not sure, Soul Blue, if you kind of know if friendship, you know, is going to last the test of time. I think you got to just ride the wave and see if it does. You know, and it also depends on what kind of person you are, how committed you are to being a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I agree. Time will tell.
Yeah. That is true.
I think relationships should be, your friendships should be easy. It shouldn't be so hard where it stresses you out,
mm-hmm.
or you feel like you're dealing with, like Soul Blue said, drama all the time. Friendships should be easy. Like I have friends that I see like four times out of the whole year, and we talk every now and then, and we pick up just like no time has passed at all. So it's I feel like if you have to be in drama all the time, or you're stressed out about it, that maybe you should look at that friendship.
That's true.
I think, you know, too, sometimes friendships, we hit bumps in the road, you know? Sometimes there are things that come up, and, you know, like I had said earlier, it's how do you resolve, you know, how do you move beyond that bump? Is that friendship worth saving? Is that friendship worth, you know, being able to have that honest conversation with that person to move forward? And, you know, and to your point, so Blue, when you ask, how do you know if this friendship will, you know, last the test of time? It's when you, at those moments, and you really think about it and you really evaluate, you know, whether or not you hit that bump in the road, and whether or not that friendship is worth saving, or that friendship is worth having that discussion about. That's how you know if that friendship will last, you know, the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes it's not even a conscious decision to say, is it worth it? Sometimes, I guess, you just don't have the energy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
It's you know, and the other party may not either. And it just kind of fades. Mm-hmm. Like it just.
Yeah.
It just.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going. That's a wrap, you know.
Right. I mean,
I see it totally different. I'm just saying. I'm joking.
How do you see it, Shay?
I see it because I know I ain't easy. So if you can tolerate my ass, press to the end, okay? No, I mean, I feel like, you know, when you're a friend and you're vulnerable and they see you at your worst moment and they still want to be there for you, you know, that's a friend, you know?
Right. Yeah.
We're all not going to always be pleasant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At times. And, mm-hmm. you know, we all have moods, and we all going to have different opinions, but mm-hmm. it's all about, is this person a good person? You know, I'm the youngest, I would say the baby in this group at this point, mm-hmm. of knowing everyone. Mm-hmm. And my overall experience with everyone in this group is this love, this respect. Y'all there for one another. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who and what, everybody is there for one another. Mm-hmm. And that's how you know you have a true friend. And that's how you know that your friendship is there for until, you know, can last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I can also speak for myself. Let's see. How long has it been since I left New York? It's been 16 years. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been
that long?
Yeah, it's been 16 years since I left New York.
And you're old head.
I know.
So Blue.
I know. I'm an old head. But, and I left to pursue... to start an adventure, let's say. I joined the military. But it's always like whenever I had an opportunity to come home, I always made sure I reconnect, because right. that was my inner circle. Mm-hmm. So, and even like we stated earlier, sometimes you don't speak to everybody all the time. Even if I spoke to one person, I always ask, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, yeah. just to make sure everybody was mm-hmm. good. Because if someone wasn't good, okay, I'm in the background praying for you. You know,
right.
it's
right.
just like, you know, it's like, you. So that's how I know that you have friends for life, because you mm-hmm. can always have a base where you can go back to.
Right.
And they'll
right.
keep you grounded. There is always a reminder of what you look for in a friendship. Because say, for instance, if you do have to leave the state, it's hard.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right, it's mm-hmm. hard to make connections with other people, mm-hmm. especially when you already have your, like I said, your clique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were mm-hmm. the clique. That's
remember
one of
the
our
party?
Names. Back. I know. Oh, yes. We were like epic. Like every summer we have like parties. And I remember whenever I had opportunity to go on leave, I'll make sure I was there, make sure my leave time was in. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go to New York. Mm-hmm. Yo. We about to have a party. Who wants to come to New York with me? You know, so it's especially when you know, you grow up, you grow apart, and you move on to other different ventures. It's kind of hard to maintain or get back what you have was familiar.
Right.
But a good question to that is, do you think it's easier? Because I feel like as an adult, And the place that I'm in right now is like, I have no interest in trying to get new connections or trying to be friends with
people. Damn, girl, what are you trying? You're not trying to get, like, you're not trying, you know, to get nobody.
She ain't trying to have no man.
I appreciate
she ain't
have no nothing. But she'll take,
but she'll take midnight.
Stop it. So I appreciate the friendships that I have. You nurture those, you make sure that they're good, and then I'm good. It's like meeting new people at this age, I feel like it's harder. And like, do you even want to put the effort in?
It is. That's why you have to use discernment. Like I said, not everybody can sit at your table.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be careful of who, because you already have an idea of what you're looking for. And you can kind of tell when you meet people if they're genuine or not.
Yeah.
Because I'm a type of person, I'm not going to force myself on you. If it clicks,
I agree, me too.
It clicks. Yeah. If it doesn't, I can still be cordial with you. So, because you're not going to always be everyone's cup of tea, so to say.
Right.
So as you get older, it's different. Yeah, it is harder.
I don't think it's that you go out seeking to meet new friends at this age, even exchange. I think if it happens, it just happens. I mean, even, you know, I mean, our friendship, I don't remember how many years it's been, but it's one of the newer friendships too. So if I had that mentality, then it's like, hey, we wouldn't be where we are right now. You know what I mean? I wouldn't
be open to going out and seeking it out either. You know,
but no, you're just saying not being open to it.
But I understand what Exchange was saying, because it was different with Exchange. She came in through a friend. It's not like we were out and then we met her. She came in through a friend. So it would be hard to, like I said, I can't do it either. I am just, you know, what I see, the friends that I have, my circle is small. I don't want anybody else in that circle. So, you know, I can say hi to you. I could talk with you, but I'm not out there seeking. Most of the time, people think I'm rude. It's not that I'm rude. It's just that, no, you know, I like
you. Yeah. You know? I'm not seeking either, but I think that, you know, friendships happen. Same scenario, whether it's a group chat, like, you become closer to people who you weren't close to. And this is at this age. So, I've had a lot of, I guess, newer friendships build over the last, you know, few years. It's not like I went out, you know, intentionally. It just manifested. So,
I could kind of agree with you in the fact that it's like you have to be open to it. And if you're not open to it, you're just not open to it.
And I'm not open.
Sorry, Miss Coco.
I'm not open to meeting nobody.
Queen Anne. But I do agree with Tamika Elaine, you know, whereas certain things, friendships happen naturally sometimes. You don't have to go out and seek and say, hey, you, I'm going to be your friend. It just, you know, friends to the end. Remember Chucky?
Yeah.
But, you know, I had started, you know, a new role or whatever in my position. And I met another woman, and she and I have, you know, developed a friendship. And I have other friendship that I've developed within the workplace that we speak outside of, you know, work. And, you know, and that wasn't something that I consciously said that was going to happen.
Right.
But, you know,
it's just organic.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word I was kind of thinking of, but I couldn't get it.
All right. Any more thoughts on friendship?
Yes. I think, you know, there was a question about how do you think, you know, friendships end?
Oh, my God. Don't let's talk about ending friendships. ending friendships.
Come on, Ranta.
No, I'm not even going to rant. Somebody else think that, because there's a
I'll
lot
to think
end a friendship.
I'll take
island.
It. For me, friendships, it has to take a lot. For me, when it comes to friendship, it has to take something real serious for me to end a friendship. And out of my life, there's like maybe 2 to 3 friendships that I've ended, I feel like I ended them. So yeah, that I've ended where, you know, and I mean friends. I'm not even talking about associates, but I'm actually talking about friends where one of them has something to do with a you know, a man, which is still unbelievable to me, you know. And then the second one was like over my child, you know. So when it comes to friendship, if you want to lose my friendship, mess with my child, okay? Mm-hmm. Mess with my child, all right? And listen, you could do whatever you want to me. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say. I'll probably still be your friend, you know, because, you know, I don't really care, you know, because like I said, friendship is real important to me. But when it comes to my kids, we got a problem. And, recently I ended a friendship because of it, you know, because I feel like if you're going to disrespect my child or, you know, do something to my kid or, you know, anything that have anything to do with my kids, then you're not my friend. You know, unfortunately, you're not my friend. And you could go into either associate level or not my friend at all. You know, and this could be anybody. This could be somebody that I've been friends with for 20, 30 plus years. Mess with my kid and it's a wrap. That's it. You know, when it comes to other friendships where you bring men and all kinds of other, you know, like Soul Blue said, drama. And like Elaine said, after a while, like you just don't want to deal with it anymore. And I felt like when I end these certain relationships, you know, it was like I'm at a point in my life where I can't deal with it anymore. I can't deal with anybody's drama. I have so much going on. Right. Yeah. It's just way too much effort mm-hmm. to try to save a relationship, you know, especially if they're in their own world and they just can't get their shit together and they can't see certain things and they can't, you're telling them certain things and they can't see it. Then sometimes it's time to end the relationship. And I feel like sometimes you just have to bow out, you know. And it doesn't even matter how long y'all been friends with. Sometimes you just got to tell yourself, I can't deal with this shit no more. That's it, okay? I'm not saying that if you're in the street getting your ass whooped and I see you and I pass by, I might throw a kick in and a slap in, you know, to help you out or pull the person off of you. But, you know, because in my head, I still see you as that friend. I'll never sit and watch someone, like, you know, beat your ass. I'll probably still jump in, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as the everyday, you know, friendship thing, it's like, I can't, you know. At some point in your life, you got to grow. You got to elevate. You got to, you know, move to the next level. And if you can't, then it's time to leave you behind and keep moving. That's my take.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. Anyone
else? That was a mouthful.
I know. Anyone else want to take a stab?
I'm sorry. I mean, these people might listen to this podcast and hear it, but I don't even care. You know, that's just how it is.
I guess on that note, well, ladies, it's been yet another great conversation. I'm going to leave this off with this. Friendship is not about the quantity of friends, but the overall quality. So just make sure you use discernment and stop letting the enemy sit at your table. Mm-hmm. We would like to thank everyone from listening and tuning into our episodes. I don't think you understand how happy and how grateful we are for our listeners. We would love to hear your thoughts, feelings on this topic. You can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Good God, our platforms have just been growing.
Yes.
But if you want a list of our platforms, if you just go to IG, Fill in the Vibes podcast, you will see the link to all of our platforms within our bio profile. So make sure you stop by, check out our weekly questions and polls. And until next time, be blessed and continue to feel the vibes. Yay. Peace out.
Peace out. Bye. Bye.